Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. State-owned power utility Eskom is expected to sign co-generation contracts within the next month and will seek to source up to 1,143 megawatts from such sources, said Public Enterprises Minister Barbara Hogan at a media briefing in Cape Town yesterday. She added that Eskom could no longer be regarded as the country's single power producer and that it has become essential to supplement Eskom's energy supply through cogeneration agreements, as well as through the involvement of independent power producers. Hogan elaborated that the anticipated cogeneration deals could include partners such as petrochemicals group Sasol, the world's biggest coal-to-fuel producer, and the world's biggest producer of fine paper, Sappi. While Hogan was somewhat vague on the timing of the finalization of the contracts, she insisted that an agreement would be reached within the month. She added that the recent National Energy Regulator of South Africa tariff ruling, which approved a 24.8% Eskom tariff increase, includes the additional costs required for cogeneration projects. Ugandan activists petitioned the country's parliament yesterday to reject an anti-gay bill, saying that it would complicate the work of health and social workers because it would require them to spy on their clients. The law, which has sparked major criticism from the West, has been described as draconian, and many countries and human rights organizations have been pressuring the conservative Ugandan government to drop it. If passed in its present form, the law will impose a mandatory death sentence on gay people who commit defilement, also described as aggravated homosexuality. It also prescribes a long prison sentence for anyone convicted of homosexuality, whether forced or between consenting adults. The bill stipulates that failure to report anyone involved in homosexual acts to police will constitute an offence. Although the Ugandan government initially backed the bill, its anti-gay stance has lately appeared to falter under overwhelming international pressure. President Yoweri Museveni recently asked Parliament to go slow on the bill because it has foreign policy implications. The FIFA World Cup's legacy for South Africa is the education of youth through football, said Deputy President Kgalema Motlanthe at a gala dinner marking 100 days before the start of the soccer tournament in Durban yesterday. South Africa has ensured that the tournament will be a success and that the quality of life for the vast majority of South Africans will be improved, he said. FIFA President Sepp Blatter spoke of the importance of bringing the World Cup to South Africa, adding that football and education are crucial. Also making headlines, Kumba Iron Ore outlines the legal issues around why it thinks that ArcelorMittal South Africa should pay commercial ore prices. Nigeria's acting president, Goodluck Jonathan, sets up a new advisory committees in a further sign that he is asserting his authority. Judge Meir Jaffe rules that transcripts of the in-camera testimony of former intelligence coordinator Barry Gilder in the Jackie Celebi corruption trial must be made public. And Niger's military junta names a provisional government which is intended to guide the country to elections after last month's coup. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.